Shalom to all. Today's daf is Shalom Rosh Hashanah daf Yud Ches. We're starting Yud Zayin Amud Beis right at the bottom at the beginning of the brand new parak. And today's daf is sponsored by Leilu Nishmas Marsh Merim Sar Bas Biyakim Moshe Hernish Amal should have an Aliyah. And the Mishnah tells us Ru Bezdin. Let's say Bezdin saw the brand new moon, or V'chol Yisrael, all of the Yidden saw it, or the third situation Nechro Edim came to testify and they were asked all the relevant questions. However, in all these situations V'lo Yispiku Leimer Mekodesh, Bezdin didn't have the ability to say Mekodesh Ad Chashecha. It got dark, so I raised him Uber. It's already been extended, meaning instead of Rosh Chodesh being on day 30 of the previous month, it was now on day 31 because they just simply didn't say Mekodesh in time. And what about the following? Ru Bezdin Belvad. Bezdin alone saw it. The 23 Dayanim of Bezdin, they saw the Levana and there was no Edim. No big deal. Yamdu Shtayim Ve'idu Lefneihem. Two of the Dayanim stand up and they give Edus in front of the other Dayanim. That's because L'chadchil we have to have Edim testifying they saw the new moon. So even though all of Bezdin saw it and they knew it was Rosh Chodesh, nonetheless two of them stand up and give Edus. Mekodesh, and then they say Yom Mekodesh Mekodesh. Now let's say Ru Shloisha, only three people saw it. Vehin Bezdin, and they are all Bezdin. Still, we have to have Edim. So Yamdu Shnayim, two of them stand up. Yeshivim Mechavreim Etzal Yachid. Then they take two other Dayanim, sit them down next to the individual who had seen V'yudu B'fneim, and these two who had saw it give Edus in front of the three. V'yar Mekodesh Mekodesh, and they say Mekodesh Mekodesh. And the reason why this is necessary is because She'ena Yachid Neman Adi Atzmai, a Yachid is not believed by himself, so we can't just have that one remaining Dayan who had also seen the Levana, him just say Mekodesh by himself. We have to have three Dayanim there. Says the Gemara, Ru Bezdin V'chol Yisrael, and we have a clarification. We'd explain this in the Mishnah as well. Kinu Asisa, this is what the Mishnah is referring to. Oy Bezdin, Oy Kol Yisrael, is that either Bezdin had seen Levana, or all of Yisrael saw it, or again, the third situation was where they were Nechkar the Edim, and all these cases, they didn't have enough time to say Mekodesh until it already became the night of 31. The Gemara continues with the discussion, and now we're going to have Machlaikas, what Reb Shimon ben Levi said, and it's specifically regarding two points. Number one, even if the Levana was seen, and we have Edim to testify to that fact, are we allowed to push off Kiddush HaChodesh, and instead of it being on day 30, it's going to be on day 31? Instead of being a regular month, it's going to be a Chodesh Ma'ober, or we call it a late month. That's number one. And number two is, are we allowed to have Edim falsely testify? I know that sounds interesting, but are we allowed to have them falsely testify that they saw the Levana early, even though they didn't actually see the Levana, but still in certain situations, Bezdin might want Rosh Chodesh to be early, even though the Levana was not yet seen, and so they're going to have Edim, so to speak, falsely testify they saw Levana, and they could be Mekadesh it. Now the main reason why they would want to do that is because we have an issue. If Yom Kippur is going to end up falling out, either on Friday or on Sunday, that means there's going to be 2 days in a row where Malacha is Asur and food preparation is not allowed. So issue number one is going to be that any vegetables that are going to be picked for Matzah, whatever the second day is, they're going to have to be picked 2 days early, and then they're going to wilt and become bad. And number two, which is perhaps a bigger issue, is that if somebody dies on day one, they're not going to be able to be buried until after day two, Matzah, whatever day two is, Yom Kippur or Shabbos, and then the mace might decompose beforehand, and that's a problem of Kavanah mace. So again, that's another reason why they would want Rosh Chodesh to be a day earlier, so Yom Kippur would either fall on Shabbos or on Thursday. So you actually see this in the Gemara. Reb Zeir quotes Reb Amu, says between Reb Shuben Levi, Ma'amimin ala nira. Ma'amimin is a lashon of Me'aimin. We're going to frighten witnesses which had seen the moon. And that's in order le'abrei to mi ma'abrei. We're going to tell them, don't give your testimony now. We don't want Rosh Chodesh to be on day 30. We want it to be on day 31. We want it to be Chodesh Ma'abrei. However, ein ma'amin al shaloi nira. We're not allowed to frighten edim that had not seen the new moon yet to say that they had seen it le'kadshoi in order to be mekadesh it a day early. Whereas our book quotes of Chia b'shem Rabbi Shuben Levi, this is the exact opposite. The ma'amin al shaloi nira le'kadshoi. We're allowed to frighten edim who had not seen the moon to tell us that they did, and that's so that we can Mekadesh it early. However, Eim Amin Al Nero Labroi, we're not allowed to frighten them if they had seen it to tell them, don't give your Eidos yet so that we could extend it. So we're going to have one question on the first way and three questions on the second way. Masisa Pligar Reb Zeira, it seems like our Mishnah is not like Reb Zeira's quote of Reb Shuben Levi, because what does it say? Re'u Bezin Chal Yisrael, Nechro Eidim, V'lo Yispiku Lehem Mekadesh, Ad Chashecha, Sarezim Ober, if either Bezin or all of Yisrael, or the Eidim came and they were Nechkar them, but in all these situations, they didn't have a chance to say Mekadesh until it already got dark, so then it's Ma'ober, it's extended a day. What do we learn from here? The only reason why it's extended a day is because it already got dark. It's too late. Mashma ha im loy chashecha, that if it had not yet gotten dark, loy, so then they are not allowed to say that tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh. They have to say that today is Rosh Chodesh. Tadamar, that tells us that imamin al nir al abroi. They're not frightened Edom who had seen it to not accept their Eidos in order so that they could extend it. Clearly, the only reason why we're able to extend the month, even though we have Edom to testify about it, is simply because it got too late. So the first question, Reb Zeir's way of quoting Reb Shuben Levi from our Mishnah. As we had said, we have three brises on the second version. That's Rav Ba quoting Rav Shimon Levi. So Masnisa Pligar Rav Ba, the following brisa asks Rav Ba. This tells us, Yachal, you might think, Im Hayatzar Shnei Yamim, do you think that if we need an extra 2 days, meaning we didn't see Lavana on day 30, and Rosh Chodesh would fall out to be the 31st day, that means that Yom Kippur is going to fall out either before or after Shabbos, and we don't want that to happen. So we want to add another day to the month, which means Rosh Chodesh is going to end up being on day 32 and not 31. So you might think, Nice and Shnei Yamim, give it that extra day. So the Pasuk says, I think what we're going to be using over here is the word Yom. That's what the Pasuk tells us. This is in regards to Pesach. The first Pasuk tells us, B'chadesh Rishon B'arbasol Chodesh Bein Arbayim. And the next Pasuk tells us, U'b'chamisha Asar Yom. So it doesn't have to say the 15th day, because in the previous Pasuk we mentioned the 14th. So why do we have to say the 15th day? What does this day teach us? Ein Lei Elo Yom Echad B'Vad. It's teaching us that a month can only have one extra day, either a total of 29 days or 30 days, and that's it. Now, bottom line is, what do we learn from this Brisa? Hadar Amar tells us that Im Amin Al Shaloi Nero L'Kadjai, that we're not afraid in Edim who had not seen the new moon to tell us that they did see it, the Mekadesh it a day early. And the way that we see that is because the Brisa had this whole discussion whether or not we're allowed to extend the month another day, meaning it being two extra days instead of one extra day, in order to have Yom Kippur not fall out before or after Shabbos. Well, technically, we have an easier solution. If we were allowed to frighten the Edim to say that they saw the moon, even though they didn't, that would just be easier. Even though the moon wasn't seen on day 30, there's no reason to discuss what about making Rosh Chodesh on day 32. Just frighten Edim into saying that they saw the moon and they'll Mekadesh it on day 30. And since the Brisa doesn't suggest that, it must be that it's something that's not able to be done. Another question, Masnisa Pligar Rav Ba, the following Brisa also shows not like Rav Ba. What does the Brisa say? Yachal, you might think, Shim Shem Avar Zashon Bnei Atzorech, the same way that we're allowed to extend the year because of necessity. We mentioned this previously, that one of the reasons why we're going to add on another month to the year is because the crop is not going to grow in time in Nisan, for example, or for other reasons. So Kachi Kachu as a Chodesh Bnei Atzorech, so too we might be allowed to Mekadesh the Chodesh a day early, even though the moon wasn't seen, and that's because of its Tzorech, as we had mentioned. We want Yom Kippur to fall at the right time. So the Pasuk says, HaChodesh, namely HaChodesh HaZelochem. What do we learn from here? Achar Chodesh, Hein Holchen. We follow only when we saw the new moon. And Hadamar, that also clearly tells us that Ema Amin Al Shaloi Nir Lekachai, that we can't frighten Edim if they had not seen it to say that yes, they saw it, so we can Mekadesh it. It follows the Chodesh, we have to see the new moon, and only then we're able to Mekadesh it. If we didn't see the new moon, we can't Mekadesh it on day 30. And lastly, Masnisa Pligar Rav Ba, the following Brisa also shows not like Rav Ba, because what does the Brisa tell us? Yachal, you might think, Im Lo Nir Asal Avon Al Shnei Yamim, that if the moon wasn't seen for 2 days, meaning if it wasn't seen on day 30, it wasn't seen on day 31, so Kach Kach Yazachash Lashnei Yamim, you might think that we can Mekadesh the Chodesh 2 days late. So Tamil, so the Pasuk says, and we're going with the following Girsa, the Pasuk says, Yom, Ein Loi El Yom Echad Belvad, meaning we can only add 1 day to the month, not more than that. What do we learn from here? Mipnei Shloi Nirasa. The only reason why we're allowed to Mekadesh the Chodesh on day 31 is because the moon wasn't seen, and as we adjusted from the Pasuk before, we're allowed to extend the month a maximum of a day. So again, even though the Levana wasn't seen, we're still allowed to Mekadesh the Chodesh on day 31. Ha, Mashma, that Im Nirasa, if it will be seen on day 31, meaning they know that they're going to end up seeing the new moon on day 31, Loi, that they're not in Mekadesh the Chodesh without seeing the moon. And so Adamer, that also clearly tells us, Im Amin Al Shaloi Nir Lekachai, that we're not afraid of the Edim to testify that had seen the new moon, even though they had not yet seen it. It's day 30, it wasn't seen yet, but we know it's going to be seen on day 31. You're still not in Mekadesh the Chodesh as long as you haven't seen the moon, can't Mekadesh it. So those brises are clearly not like Rav Ba. But now it says the Gemara, Havin Bai Meimar, they want to say that Veloi Pligin, there's not a full machlokes between Rav Zeir and Rav Ba. That Ma'ad Amar Rav Zeir, that which Rav Zeir said, Bishar Kol Chadashim, is referring to all the other months, whereas Ma'ad Amar Rav Ba, that which Rav Ba said, is Al Nisan Val Tishrei, is referring to just Nisan and Tishrei. In other words, they only argue regarding delaying Rosh Chodesh. Rav Zeir says that you are allowed to delay Rosh Chodesh, even though Edim did see the new moon on day 30, we could still delay it to day 31. And Rav Ba says no, it's not allowed to be done. However, regarding making it earlier, they both agree that that is allowed to be done, but only in certain months, namely the months of Nisan and Tishrei, because of the Yom Tov and the fallout in them. On the top, we continue discussing this. Even though we just said that Rav Zeir and Rav Ba agree that according to Rav Shuba Levi, we're allowed to frighten the Edim into testifying that they saw the new moon, even though they didn't, specifically in regards to Nisan and Tishrei because of the Yom Tovim. But now the Gemara tells us that Rabbi Yami Rabbi says that Nisan loynis arm yamav, Nisan was never extended, which really means the month before Nisan was never extended, and therefore Shchaydash Nisan always fell out on day 30 of Av. As the Gemara of Hatani, we learned in the Mishnah, im b'chaydash v'zmanoy, if the Chaydash came in its proper time. This whole discussion with Sechas Shkalim regarding when the new monies that were donated to the Beis Hamikdash for Karbanos Tzibur were going to be used, and as part of this whole discussion, the Mishnah says, if the month was in time, then we do XYZ, if the month wasn't, so then we do ABC. So that's mashma, that sometimes Nisan was on time, sometimes it wasn't. How could Rebbe say that Nisan was never Nisaber, and that it was always on time? The answer is, you're right. The Mishnah is telling us, imba, that if it came on time this, and if it didn't come on time that. However, loiba, there was never a situation that it was like that. There actually, in real life, never was a situation where Nisan was late. Similarly, the Gemara tells the Rav, and Rav says, Tishrei l'nisar miyamav. Tishrei was never saber, meaning Elul was never 30 days, it was always 29, and Tishrei was on the 30th. That's like, right, how can you say that? Vatini, we have a Mishnah that discusses Rosh Hashanah of the Shemitah year, and we know the Shemitah cancels loans, and it's a whole discussion regarding people who are taking a loan the last day of Shemitah, right before Rosh Hashanah, and whether or not that loan was cancelled. So the Mishnah over there says, if the Chadish was Ma'ober, then this, the Chadish was Ma'ober, then that. So once again, we see that it's possible that El is Ma'ober. The Gemara gives the same answer, Imhaya, if it was Ma'ober, so that's what would be done. However, Loi Haya, in real time, it never was actually Ma'ober, so what Rav said is really true. How are we continue asking Rav? We're going to see later on in the Masechta that there's a Machlaikas where Malchiyos is supposed to be said in Musaf Rosh Hashanah. There's Machlaikas Rabbi Yechaminuri and Rabbi Kiva. So the Gemara tells us, when the Mekadosh the year in Usha, this is referring to the time when the Sanhedrin went from Yavne to Usha. So when the Mekadosh Hashanah in Usha, by Yom Rishon, which we're assuming to mean on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, Avar Rabbi Shmuel ben Asher Rechem Breika, Rabbi Shmuel ben Asher Rechem Breika, he davened for the Amud, he davened Musaf Rosh Hashanah, and Amar Kedir Rabbi Yechaminuri, he placed Malchiyos like where Rabbi Yechaminuri said it should be placed, and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, told him, Loi Yin Nagin came to Yavne, we didn't do this in Yavne when Sanhedrin was there, when my father was alive, and then by Yom Hasheni, which we're understanding to mean on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, Avar Rabbi Chanani ben Asher Rechem Glili, Rabbi Chanani, the son of Rabbi Yosef Glili, he davened Musaf for the Amud, of Amar Kedir Rabbi Kiva, and he put Malchiyos where Rabbi Kiva says it should be placed, and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said on this, Kena Yudu Nagin Yavne, this is what we did in Yavne. Now, what do we see from this whole thing? Vatani Kitshu Barishin Vashani. We clearly see that there was 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, the first and the second, as we had learned. And the problem with that is that right now we're understanding the only way that can happen is if the Chodesh is Ma'ubar, that the first day of Rosh Hashanah is actually the 30th day of the previous month of Elul, and the second day of Rosh Hashanah is the first day of the new month of Tishrei, which is the 31st day of the previous month. And so here we have a situation where Elul actually is Ma'ubar, definitely not like Rav. So Mark has two answers. That year they actually messed up. The only reason why they had 2 days of Rosh Hashanah that year was because they made a mistake in when it was supposed to be, and in truth it really should have only been 1 day. The other answer is Mal Barishain Mal Basheni. What does it mean when it says Barishain or Basheni? It doesn't mean the first day of Rosh Hashanah, second day of Rosh Hashanah. Rabbas is Bashem Rav that Shana Rishain of a Shana Shnia. The first year that they were in Usha and the second year that they were in Usha, that's what's referring to. 2 separate years. Asking more, how can you say that? Vatani Bayom Rishain Bayom Hasheni. It says clearly Bayom on the first day, on the second day, so this is not a good answer. We can discuss him Mekash the Chodesh, not in its proper time. Kitshu Kadim Lazmanoi, Oi, La'achri Bura, Yom Echad. If they're Mekash a day early or a day late, Yachi Yom Mekash, you might think that's Mekodesh. Tamalem, which is that the Pasuk says, Oi Sam. Namely, this Pasuk says, Darwam Ne Yisrael, Marta Lam, Maedea Hashem, Asher Tekru, Oi Sam. What do we learn from here? Oi Sam, them, referring to Yomim Taivim. If they're going to be in their proper time, so then the Pasuk says, Elohim Mayadai, they're my Yomim Taivim. However, if they're not in their proper time, then Ain Elohim Mayadai, they're not considered my Yomim Taivim, because they're day off. Now we just further clarify the Brisa, Lifnez Manoi Esrim Shtesha Yom, when it says before its time, that means on the 29th day of the month, and when it says La'achri Burai, that's Shlosh Mushnaim Yom, it's referring to the 32nd day of the month, and really it was pretty apparent from the Brisa itself, because it said Yom Echad, so it must mean 29 or 32. Now we just discuss Iber Shana a little bit. How do we know that we're going to extend the year and add another month regarding people from Galus, meaning from Chutzal Aretz? We're on the way up to Eretz Yisrael for Yom Tif, but they still hadn't gotten there yet, therefore we could extend the year by a month, and then they'll be able to make it to Pesach on time. So Tamar, so the Pasuk says, B'nei Yisrael, Mayadai. Now the Pasuk doesn't actually say that. It says, Dabrel B'nei Yisrael, V'marata Aleim, Mayadai Hashem, so on and so forth. Now the question is being asked, if we're talking about setting the Yom Tov in the proper times, it should say, Dabrel El Bezdin, not Dabrel B'nei Yisrael. What does that have to do with the B'nei Yisrael? And the answer is, Aseyes HaMayadai Sheyasu Oysen Kol Yisrael, it's an instruction that they should set the Yom Tovim so that all the Yidden keep them. They're reviewed and are on their way up to Yerushalayim for Pesach, and they're not going to make it in time. We could extend the year by a month. Now, Aron Shlomo Nachmani says, V'hein Shigil and Har Pras, it has to be that they reach the Har Pras, which is the Euphrates River, and if they got there, and they're still not going to make it in time, so then we could extend the year. We go back to Kiddush HaChadesh, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha, quotes of Imi, who says, V'shem Rehud Bar Pazi, Kiddushu V'archach Nimtzu Edim Zoymin, let's say they were Mekadosh the month, and then it turns out that the Edim were Zoymin, which means that other Edim came and said about the Edim who helped us be Mekadosh the Chodesh, how could you testify that you saw the new moon in that certain place? You were with us in a totally different area at that time, so you couldn't have seen the moon. That's called Edim Zayman. Nonetheless, Harizim Kodesh, it is Mekodesh. And the reason for that is because bottom line is, Kiddush HaChodesh is totally on Bezdin being Mekodesh it. So yes, we have to have Edim and testimony and the whole thing we've been learning up until now, but really at the core of it is that when Bezdin decides that it's time to be Mekodesh the Chodesh, so they're Mekodesh the Chodesh, therefore this thing that the Edim turned to be Zayman, it doesn't have effect on a month, which is already Mekodesh. Now come Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda Bar Pazi, Rabbi Yosef and then meeting Rabbi Yehuda Bar Pazi, and Amar Lehi asked him, At Shomat Min Avuch Hadam Milsa, did you really hear this from your father? On top, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Bar Pazi told him, Cain, yes, Amar Abba Bashir Rabbi Yochanan, my father said it's a near Rabbi Yochanan, in Medakting Ve'ez HaChodesh, we're not careful with Ve'ez HaChodesh, we We know that we compare the Eidos of Kesha Chodesh with other types of Eidos in Beis Din. We're very makel with the Eidim. We do ask them some questions, as we mentioned earlier in Mishnayos, but we're still not medaktik with so many different discussions and so many different questions and details like we do by other Dinei Torah. And therefore, we see that as a whole, we're makel with Kesha Chodesh. And so, even if the Eidim turn out to be Zayman after the month of Zayman Kodesh, we say that it stays like that. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue with another discussion that's relevant to our Mishnah. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.